I will declare the meeting open at 4 PM. Have no announcement from yourself. Record of attendance. We have a leave of absence for Councillor Gangel. Apologies.
Yep.
From Councillor Lagosi. Declaration of interest by members. Does anyone have a nil? Public question time. We have no public. Applications for leave. Leave of absence at the next meeting. Nil. Confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. Shire call an ordinary meeting 17th of September 2025. And mover, Councillor Miller, Councillor Smoker. Any questions or comments out of those minutes? Last chance. Mistake or something. Anyone opposed to adopting those minutes? Carried. No presentations or deputations. 9.1, list of accounts paid during the month of September 2025. Have a mover and seconder. Councillor Bowie. Councillor Mullen. Any questions out of that report? Yes, Councillor Barry.
Oh, sorry. No, it's the next attachment. Sorry.
Yeah. Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 9.2, financial report, September 2025. Mover and seconder. Councillor Noble, Councillor Miller. Any questions or comments out of that report? Yes, Councillor Barry.
Not against the recommendation. I'm just asking a question as to whether there is any concern with the funding that hasn't come through. It's on page 6 on the explanation of material variances.
Is that the childcare funding?
Yes.
That we've just received it this week.
Okay.
Any further questions out of that report? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 9.3, transfer of the Pingaring water tank. Mover and seconder. Councillor Mullum. Councillor Miller. Any questions or comments out of that one?
Yeah, I've got a bit of a question. The it's the first, the last 20 metres going into the tank's the major issue. Yep. Is there much bush or material around there that's the issue, or is it a bit further up that we're having trouble with spider orchids and the likes?
Yeah, if I may, Mr. President. Yeah, beyond that 20 metres is where it's become sort of an environmentally sensitive area. So talking to the Department of Water and Environment Regulation, they're suggesting just do that first 20 metres, which is probably the most dilapidated section of the inlet pipe, plus the head wall, and then we'll go through the other processes as time progresses.
We can get access to that bit. Yep. We can get that. And would we be using the same sort of material that we're going to use further up the line in the future?
That's what's suggested, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. It's something we're going to have to manage pretty carefully, is it? We don't want that to become a burden on the shore, even whether financially or in time. We've got to start got to make sure the community stay involved out there and keep maintaining the catchment and whatever for it.
What about the roof? I said there's a few bits of tin and stuff and a bit loose. Is there any way we can do a bit of maintenance on that so it doesn't start? Because as soon as it starts flapping, you start losing a few sheets, it goes to really become the trouble. But if we could get in early and put some text screws and stuff in it.
Thanks, Mr. President. So really that becomes like phase two of the project.
Yeah.
They're more or less sort of saying the tank is structurally sound. So as soon as council have undertaken these works, then the negotiations will start with Water Corp, and part of that will be the roof to get that repaired. But funding has almost been guaranteed by DWER to have that roof repaired.
Yeah.
Hopefully by the time we take it on, it'll be
in pretty good order.
It should last for quite a few years before it is a major, before it becomes a cost burden to us anyway. And like I say, we just need to look at how we manage it and how we do it going forward to make sure it.
How much maintenance is involved in the actual collection wall? Do we know, have any idea of that? Is that in reasonable, Nick? Is it, I mean, the tank's one thing, but.
I think they've done, they've had quite a few busy bees out there and done quite a bit of work on it.
Okay. But
I think ultimately, personally, I'd like to see it go to the Progress Association or someone out there, the management of that, and whether they want to start charging some money for the water that. As a fundraiser for themselves that comes out of that standpoint, and I think that's probably the safest way to do it, so it doesn't end up being because we don't want to like Judd getting a phone call every 5 minutes because the tap needs turning on, or it needs this or needs that. It needs to be managed out there.
Yeah,
I think we have to be pretty careful that we achieve that.
Management of the tank itself is, makes sense, but it's just the other components of the project for it to be successful.
Yeah. Once we get it, I think we can have that, start having that discussion out there, and if they want to do something, they'll have its own card reader for that water.
Yeah.
So if they want to do something with it as far as the progress out there or whatever, then it's probably a good opportunity for them to be able to do it.
Of all this community engagement out there, it's an ideal time to action, I think.
Yep. Yeah, we just need to get the tank itself before we can do any of that.
Mm.
Yep. Is anyone opposed to adopting that recommendation as presented? Barry? 9.4, reserve number 43896, the emergency service building. We could have a mover and seconder. Councillor Stoker. Councillor Noble. Any questions or comments on that? Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. 9.5, see Chief Executive Officer mid-year performance review. Mover and seconder, Councillor Mullen, Councillor Smoker. This is was carried over the last meeting. Laid on the table, I suppose, a better way to put it. Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Barry? Nine 9.6, council meeting dates for 2026. Mover and seconder. Councillor Barry. Councillor Noble. The December one, do we need to move that now or do we just move it again once the school locks in there? So we say no.
Actually booked it for next year, so hopefully we're ahead.
Yeah, alrighty, eh? Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. 9.7, proposed sale of the transportable surplus to council requirements. One behind the old admin building. Mover and seconder, Councillor Miller. Councillor Mullen. Any questions or comments on that one? Carried.
We definitely don't have a use for it, do we?
No. It's been there for...
Providing we've got storage for camp pool and stuff.
If we need it.
Yeah, it's been a storeroom for the last however many years, yeah.
That sounds good.
10.1, compliance reporting, general compliance, September 2025. Mover and seconder. Councillor Noble. Councillor Mullen. Any questions or comments out of that? Carried. We have no motions which previous notice have been given. No motions from members without notice. No new business of an urgent nature. And no business at the meeting is closed to the public. I'll close the meeting at 4:15. The next meeting is on the 19th of November, 2025.